Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
Today we're holding Daf Ayin Dalev, where we just ended the dinim of those things that are able to make his batel and the exceptions. When we said, we talked about Tevel and Yayin Esach is not going to be batel. That's a chumra b'yayin esach. Where it says bishlam b'yayin esach, mishum chumra d'avodas kachavim. Therefore, even though we have a machlekes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish, the Tanya Kamasid, Rabbi Yechonon and Rish Lakish is that kol isurim shabat Torah, bein b'mina, bein shalay b'minam, they're also b'naisat tam, which means that it's also for nice and tam only, but we do not say that midvamino is like bottom. We do not say midvamino is like bottom, like we said according to Rabbi Shmuel. We have the machlekes here, whether midvamino is bottom, midvamino is like bottom. We have a machlekes tanoim in this review in the Rabbanit. And we have the machlekes ad kadekach ad even in the Mishaydim. Rashi Shita, and Chulin is, that bin mamino is not going to be bottle, really. And with Boris Toilinus and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yechonon and Mishlokish hold that it is able to be bottle, at least bin Isen Tam. In the Raisa, you wouldn't even need that bin mamino. All you need is bin Tabarai. But, at least, since bin Mishaino Mino, it has its bottle bin Isen Tam. Over here, it's also, they said that it's going to be bottle of Nisan Tav. Like we saw yesterday, the typical case of Nisan Tav is Shishin. By the din of Yayin Esef, but also, we have a Machlaikis, whether it's also B'Shishin, or whether it's B'Shisha. And the way we come out of Shulchan Aruch, it's by in the case of Stav Yedam, it is going to be B'Shisha. And the Gemina is going to be the cases that we said, before Yayin goes into Yayin, that there's water, so the water neutralizes the Davishel Heter. And that's the here. Chutz, but the Gemara tells us, Chutz mitevo b'yayin esach, b'mina b'mashil. Over there, even though we hold that b'minam, it does not aser b'mashil, because b'mina is batal, except that there's a dinam that's totally been nice and tab. Over there, b'yayin esach, and why? Yayin Nesach is a chumra of Avodah Zarah, it's also b'mashahu, in spite of the fact that b'mamino is batal. And at the Rabbanan. And that what we have is, when we talk about Tevel, it's also going to be, I'm going to ask b'mashahu. The Gemara here says, a new svara. Why? The reason is, Ketero Kaki Suro, the Omar Shmuel, Chita achas paiteres a sakri. Since one chita is able to pater from the whole kri, you give one chita of truma, it's able to go and take off the iser tevel. Rashi over here tells us tevel isuro b'mashu because what chita achas paiteres sakri from a truma because the hila. The halod is parah shiura today. We don't have, there's no shiur diaraisa to take off truma. Ela reishis the godcha, that's it. And therefore, so they made the iser that when we talk about the din of bittul, they said the same thing when we talk about the din of tevel. We have another reason, of course, by tevel, and that is the one that the Gemara does not say. It's a davish yesh lamatirin. I'm talking about tevel. The Isser Tevel does not have to remain. The Isser is reversible. In which case, that in itself would also be a reason. But to say that it's not going to be Batal, that it's also Mabashahu. Right? Because it's not going to be Batal, it's Davashish Latirin when it comes to Mimbamino. But we talk about the din of Mimbamino, and it's a Dover that's Yeshlo Batirin, a Beishlo Demiotov, let's say. Let's say you would have a case like that. That Bayer, what, an egg got mixed in with other eggs. So the Gemara says, the Yeshlo Batir, and Ashad Tachlenu Misr, Tachlenu Beheter, and therefore it's not going to be us. Taisus over here comes and tells us, Ma Tero, the Heter, you can bring about with a Mashahu, Kishmuel Damar Shmuel Chita Achaz. This is my Teres Zakri. The Eche Nechol Shehu Chashum. It's a svar of it. Just like a kol shehu is chashuv to be matirit, just like a kol shehu is chashuv to be matirit, chashuv dabi liyasro, it'll also be chashuv to asirit. Psenu svara. Pray toises v'teva. Here it's mash, that's the reason that tevel is asir b'mashu. Keteva kaki suro. Yerushalmi, it says the reason is because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Kol davar sheyesh lo matirin, afilu bi'elef, lo batal. Even one in a thousand, it's not batal. So what is the reason? Go tevel, ushviyas, umaiser. It's yeah, maiser sheni. Maiser sheni. Maiser sheni is not going to be batal. It's something you can go and redeem it. Tevel, ushviyas, umaiser, hegdish. Hegdish go be fighted. You're able to do that. All these things that Yeshua Batirin. Kishahe Mimino. We're talking about Mina, not by Mimshay to Mina, but Mimino. That's the call. Abishalai Mimino, but I said, Tom, Mahashna trade Tabi Lovely. So what do you need? Why do you need by Temple? Two reasons. Why do you have to have the reason of Yeshua Batirin? And the reason of Ketei Rechafi Sura. Yishloima and Taisa says, because it's going to be the Gaya, different reasons for different occasions. Why? The Eleka Elachad Taima, the Yishloima Tirin, maybe I would say, and this, we have a Kiddush over here, listen, Yishloima Tirin. Hama Abida, Dafke Hecha, the Habailim, the ear. Maybe it's only where the Bailim are there, to go and do it, do it, do it. It's not going to be a big tircha for them to do it. Let's say the temple's in one city, he's in someplace else. It's going to be too much of a tircha for him. That's not called Yishlo Batirin.
Is
this? Johnson. It said, to us, Yeshua Batir, Shehabailam Yechailim Lahafrish. Avo Eleka Be'ir, Avo Gab the Yachal Leilach B'Makai, Shehabailam Shom, even though he could go to the place where the Bailam is there, become Akaim. Kevin Sheishlo Tairach, Mahitzah. If there's Tircha or an expense, to go and be matirit, that's not called Yeshua Matirin. Sound like the place to sell you. Yeshua Matirin, well, you can, if you hold like Rashi, see, it could be totally. If you hold like Rashi in the din of Davish Yeshua Matirin, you can hear it. Rashi holds, what's the reason for a Davish Yeshua Matirin that it's not bottle? Alright, fine. Let's say what is it a little bit, oh, but that's why take advantage of the did bittle. You can do it beheter. Yeah, I could do a beheter. It's gonna cost me $1,000 to do a beheter. I have to get onto a plane to go ahead and go to this place to go and do it. It's such an excessive tircha. That there's no smart about the flat of miss and the flat of beheter. On the other hand, let's say you hold like the Ran. Let's say you hold like the Ran in the Durham. The Ran smara of Dabbish Yeshua Batir it is. That applies like Mimbamina. It means that if you have something which in halacha, it's going to come out being the same thing, it's a davar iser, and the davar iser should be batal. But the iser itself has a heter. Since the davar iser itself has the heter, therefore, in such a case, it has the status of Mimbamina, because it has its own heter. Nope. What do you think? Let's say it'll have it, can have its own heter to it because he can be matter it. But it's a tircha to do it. So what? I mean, that's a reason to say that it's a min, the she'edah, that's a reason to call it a min b'mino. Lamaisa, it's reversible. If it is reversible, l'chaira, it's din of a min b'mino, it should apply. L'chaira, I think I would say, it's certainly not pashut that it should be like that. According to the, if we have this machlaikis, the Ran and Rashi and Beya, the two reasons that Chatzalaf Kabir is the Gabi, other things also. Well, whether or not so over here, what will happen if we're saying that's what Dav Sheish Lamatirin? If we hold that the reason is like the rod, it's, I don't think it's so bullshit that it is like that. I think over there, if you have a dover, which is really a dover osur, but it is convertible into a dover heter. It's with tercha. But so what? Still convertible to the, still which, it's convertible. Maybe it should be considered a dover sheish, something which is mebemeina. In which case, the chayra would fit in much better according to Tosfos. We would learn it the way the Rashi learns it. Kolbakai kevin sheyeshlo tairach. You therefore it's not yeshlo batira. Therefore we have our gemara svara. And what about the other way? Ela b'lay tarfi. It's the hilchah chitzrich tayba dahacha al tzketerikach yisuro. What about the other way? The ileka ela tayba dahacha. Let's say only had this case, that we, this reason that we have here. Hava mina de lo havi bamashahu, ela tevel gabar. I would have thought that it's not bamashahu. Ela tevel gabar. Maybe it's mashah, only real tevel. The heterin bamashahu, get a shmuel. But what about my serishin? My serishin, which is tevel, for true spicer. There also we have this, but it's not with a mashu. The teira, you know, b'chita achas. The teira lo havi b'mashu. The ha'baiser min ha'baiser by afrushi. You have to take your maisher a tenth. Havamina, maybe over there, the answer is not going to be the mashu. But therefore you have this svara. This svara, it's not going to take care of it. This svara of Keteira Gachisuro will be a reason for Truma. It's not going to be a reason for Baiser. Not going to be for Truma's Baiser. It'll be for Shekin Dachas by Tara Sakri, for Truma Gedaila, and certainly not the svara that we'd be able to have by Truma's Baiser. So these are, Lachaira, different reasons, for different reasons that we have. Look up at this.
So why is Tevel the nicest part within the Sheinan mean? Without Sheisha
because the whole din of Domishesh Lamatirin is always only relevant to Mimamina. Never relevant to the Kepstuk. Huh?
Except by Chomets.
What's wrong with Domishesh Lamatirin? Because Achubra Chomets, that's Chomets, is something else. Not, not because of Domishesh Lamatirin. Yeah, but that's totally the Ramad. If, you know, whether or not Dover, which is Aser, Yeshlo, Heter, and Choser, Lisuro. If you have the three stages, you have a Dabar Aser, it's going to become Mutter, and then it's going to become Aser again. How do you look at that? Is that called Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? It's a Dabar that's going to have a Heter, and then it's going to come back to the Isser. The whole thing is going to boomerang again. It's a continuous Seder of doing of, when you're talking about Chavetz, it's Aser. After Pesach, it's going to be Mutter. Next Pesach, it's going to be Aser. After next day, something's going to be less. How do you look at that exactly? That's totally in the Mordechai Rabbah. All right. Let's take it out. Zog the Mishnah. Ayin Dalit. Eilu Asurin. The following things are Asur. The Yisrin, B'chol Shuv. And the Asur. The Asur also, B'chol Shuv. The Asur also. It's a finish of the Din Kol Shuv. Yayin Nesach, which we know about from before. Be'avadis Kachavim. Be'iris Levuvin. He had, remember, Iris Levuvin, when they used to make, holes in the hide, because they would take the heart out. Shah Nisko, Zosar Mahada, also, Be'egla Rufa. Be'zipirat Be'tsaira.
Al Parsha.
Here we have Zipare Mitzaira. Let's see more about this. Sayar Nazir. Petach Amar. We talk about a Petach Amar. Even Mechayim. We're going over here. Our Sugi is going to be held. Mechayim. Petach Amar. Zasar Bahada. Like the Shita from Yehuda and Chayrus. Basar Mechalav. Basar Mechalav is a shtick. Basar Mechalav with Zasar Bahada. It does not mean where we have chalav can't be batal and basar, it is able to become batal and basar, and chalav, and basar. where Basar is able to get Basar and Cholam, but if we already have something that's Asar as Basar and Cholam, and that falls into something, it'll Asar and Cholam. So I'm Yisraelayah. We're assuming that that's going to be Asar, our Mishnah. Now, remember, we have a Machlaika said Yuma, the Gabi Nishnah. Chulin shenishchatu ba'azara harei elu asurim b'yaisur b'choshu. And chulin there, these things are all asur, and they're asur b'choshu. Let me read the Gemara first, and we'll come right back. What we have over here is, let me read it first, and then we'll go right back to it. Tana, my kachoshit. What are the criteria that we have in making this thing awesome? Why are you dafka these things? In davashem and minyan kachashiv, is it because we talk about a davashem and minyan, things that are chashiv in units, things that are in unit form, and they're chashiv, they're not bottle. I must say, listen to Amit Chatichas Nevela. For that matter, you can have chashiv in pieces of the Nevela. It's not awesome, Bahana. But then it's not going to be bottle either. It's a chaticha reili skabit or something. Isuri hada, and if elamai, what is it? It's isuri hada, and the isuri hada itself is something that would be able to be usher. Isuri hada tachashiv. So listen to the chametz bepesach. Why didn't it say chametz bepesach? It could have said chametz bepesach. Obviously, if our Mishnah does not say chametz bepesach, it holds chametz bepesach is able to become. It's not. It's bottle. It's able to become bottle. Of Rav Chia by Rabbi Tevin Rav Yitzchak Nafka. What is our Tana hold? Hi Tana Tarti Yisrael. He holds that there are two criteria that have to be met in order for it to not be bottle. A davar shememinyan, but that in itself is not enough to say that there's no bittle. Yisrahana. And Isser Hada, if it has Isser Hada by itself, it's bottle. If it's Tavishim and Minyan by itself, it's also going to be bottle. But if it's a Tziruf between these two things, the did is that it's going to be, the did is a Tziruf between these two things, it will not be bottle.
Hold on.
Wait. Let me read it first. Then I'll tell you to Shkolar. That's what I read the Gemara. That's all you wanted to hear. You have your day. You made your day red. Okay, good. The least thing. So why didn't you say? And go and say perak for everybody. Badon. These are fruits. That things are nuts. That they could be usher with be usher bahana because they could be paris or lo kelia karen, and they could fit this criterion. There could be davar shebeminyan and it's usher bahana or lo kelia karen. The davar shebeminyan be suri adahu. That's true, but there was no need that's superfluous for it to come and say that here because it already says it in the Mishnah and Orla. There it says in Arla, these things are not bottle because Arayli Arla, Arla, Arayla, Kiliakarim, Kiliakarim. Whatever way, wherever it's the appropriate answer, it's going to apply, and it's not answer Mahadav. And in the Chanabi, our mission could have said it, but it was extra, superfluous to come and tell it. Tell us that. Zalti Gemara. What about this? Velisni Kikari Shel Balabai for the Chanabi's Mepesa. He could have said that. Loaves. Of bread. Right. The loaves are bread. Because it's the davar shebeminyan, and it's asur b'hada. Who's the one that says that? That there is such a thing? Rabbi Akiva, hatana le'asur, Rekiva b'yisiv, afki karisho balabayis. In Arla, he says that. In the Mishnah in Arla, we have that. That's the same Terence. The Mishnah in Arla listed Rivaine Badon and Agoise Perich. Also said, say the Chanami. We have over there also, we have Kikarish Shabalabayas. Mm-hmm. And therefore there's no need to say it. But it would not say, what would happen if you didn't have Kikarish Shabalabayas, regular Chabit? It's not going to be Asur Babashahu. Now the shell is very nice, all these things. How do we learn back, go back to the Mishnah, the Dafayin Gimel? What happened to everything that we said? Yayin falls into a bar. So what fell into a bar? There's no bittul. It's not a davar shebeminyan. So what happened? We have three ways to learn this Mishnah. We have three ways we can learn this Mishnah. The Mishnah told us that what are the things that the Mishnah read? The Mishnah, I mean, they listed. Yayin nesach ve'avaris kachavim and iris levuvim. Shar nisko, egla rufa, tzipara b'tzaira, seir nozir petach habar. These are the things. Rashi and Tosfos learn that what it says over here, that the Mishnah only lists those things that are going to be also where it's Mikayim, two features. Meaning what? Isser Anah, Adam Shemidit, it covers everything in the Mishnah. See the way Rashi says. Rashi and Tosfos both say that it's going to be Usher. See the, Tarti Islay, Dava Shem Aminyan, Visuri Hana, Tarti Lachashibusa. Two things that make it Chashiv. The Chashiv Isser Dito, who do Lobato. Abachavit, Brusa Vipesach, Kyle Be Darkalim, Nice Batil. And, well, we have other things here also. And Rashi learned that it refers to all the things. Yayin Nesach, that we have over here. Here Rashi in the Mishnah, we have Ela Asumasa Mechol Shehu, Shadisar Mushav, Afil B'Yelef, Yayin Nesach, Chavis B'Yelef, Chavis. What does it refer to? A barrel amongst a thousand barrels. Yavad is Kachavim, Tzura, Shavdu Avad Isarva, B'Yelef Tzuris, She'inim Avad is Kachavim, all these things. And it's what it tells us on Tosfos comes, which means that these things are going to be usher, according to our Mishnah, these are the things that are going to be usher. Now what happens, let's assume that that's true. So what happened to the Mishnah before? And I give it just that yesterday. Yayin Nesach, usher, v'yoser, v'chol shu. Come, that's a tkash of the Tosfos Yontif. The Tosfos Yontif comes and he's Mechal and shows exactly what he means, the Tosfos Yontif. But the Pashtus of what the Tosfos Yontif is answering is that there's a difference between Lach B'Lach and Yavish B'Yavish. If you're talking about Yavish components or Yavish units.
Barrels.
In that case, you're going to have a Dover Choshev with the Yisra Adah. However, when you're talking about a Dover Lach, where it's Yesh Bila. Everything is mixed together. Here, Baruch David, here it is. Yeah? Yeah, it's over there. This is a moot point. Which means that it's not going to be enough community with the Ayinesuk or anything else. The whole mission is only talking where it's Yavish be Yavish. It will be Lach Balacha won't apply. The other sheet, we have another sheet. That's Rashi and Tosfos. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Ramban, the Shita of the Rashba, the Shita of the Ritva, the Shita of the Ran. Hold that, what it says in this criterion in the Gemara, it's Chutz Avodah Zarah. It's Shah Nisko, yeah, Patrach Habar, yeah, Chametz, yeah, whatever it is. But not Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah does not need these criteria, have to meet these criteria in order for it to work. Avodah Zarah is Avodah Zarah. Chayver of Avodah Zarah does not need that it has to be a Chaticha Rolis Kavet. And therefore, the Mishnah before says, Yayin Nesach Asus B'chol Shul, the whole point is a moot point. The fact that it's not that it's not a Dabar Sheb, we don't care about that. It only refers, but that's the Shita of the Ran, the Ramban, the Rashba, the Ritva. That's how they learned the Gemara. Only goes on the other things after the Mishnah finished talking about Avodah Zarah. The Shita of Tosfos in Tzvachim, the Shita of, we have another, a third way in Tosfos. A third way in Tosfos is in Tzvachim, Dafayin Beis in Tzvachim, where Tosfos has a suffix how to read the Mishnah. I don't have it right here. But
Oh,
it does not here. Oh, it's over there, yeah. So, but Tosfos and Zvachim has a suffix, whether how we should really read it. But Rashi and Tosfos over here by us say that it all applies. That's what Rashi over here is talking about Chavius. Tosfos learns also like this. The Rather, they all say, thank you so much. So over there, they learn. And so according to Rashi, we have a problem. If it's going to be true, so what do you know? What do you do with the Mishkan Night and Gimel? Terence says, it's a slap malach. On the other hand, the other Mishkanim hold, it doesn't refer to this. It's an exception. The whole criterion that the Mishnah is telling us over here, the Gemara is telling us over here, only starts from the other ones. It doesn't refer to the Avodah Zarah part. What's it doing in the Mishnah? Because they list things that are also B'chol Shul, yeah?
It says both.
Yeah, that's so. Yeah. Fine. Yeah. All right. But thanks to Zvachim as the suffix. If you take a look at Tosfos. Tyson's Vachem, and I in Bays. Yeah, all right. But this you'll see in Tyson's Sovak how to read it, what's going on over here, how to read the Mishnah, how we should apply the Mishnah. That's coming up. That also another thing. I'm going to say explain that also. But the Rashi that we did point that out over here, it's another thing that we have here also. The Rashi tells us over here, you see the Rashi with the white, first where the lines start getting wide? Yeah. Is it the who, the line batil? Aval chamet prusa bepesach. Hayel v'ei darko limnais is batil. According to our Mishnah, it'll be batil. Yeah. Okay? Therefore, what happens? What? Gentlemen. Right. I'm trying to interrupt everybody. Umashlich echad mehed lenahar. Rashi says that it's going to be batel. So let's say everything. It'd be batel all the pieces of bread on Pesach. So what would you do? You'll say batel. I mean, Rabbanu, what would you do? Take a piece of bread and you'll throw it away. Bashar, what do you do with the rest? The rest, you'll be able to be nanah from. You'll be able to be nana from. By side, right? The rest you'll be able to be nana from. What are you going to do? You want, by side, you're not going to eat it. He's saying you're not going to eat it. You'll be able to give it to your dog. That's because Rashi holds giving it to the dog. It's also hada. And come to Rishai, this concept though, but he says you won't be able to eat the whole thing. In other words, let's say you have 10 pieces of meat. One is the Bela. So there's Bittul Barayv. If there's a dead Bittul Barayv, what can you eat? All 10. Charles, you can eat Mavazachas. That's different. But can you eat all pieces of all the 10 pieces? Where does it say this concept of where you have to leave out one or throw one away? Only we're talking about Bataris Kahuna. Only because if you're... Let's say you have a piece of truma. Right. Truma is different. What's going to happen if you're going to eat all the things? Lamaisa, you're going to be mafsid kayin mabed hashef. So what we say is, you're stealing. That is no bittul. So you know what to do. Eat all 100. Go ahead and eat all of them. And one, you'll give to a kayin or you'll pay it for it. Because see, you know what? You can't use take advantage of the bittul at the expense of the kayin to steal it from the moment I shave it, so you'll pay. Comes the rush, so the rad, So what's Rashi bringing that in over here? This is a non sequitur, Gabi, all the deen about Bittel. It's a unique halacha that we have to go be Mabin Hashavit. You can't go ahead and take the money away from them. What's Rashi bringing in the Gabi deen about the Bailus and Shad Chavitz? What's up this over here, the Gabi this din that we have over here? This is a very big problem. Bussi Rak Lahoyer, the Gabi this din. Then like Shmuel David said, we have another thing that we have over here also, another thing. We talk about a machloikis. Well, first of all, let me mention about another thing that we have here. Peter Chamar is also going to be bottle. Now, look over there. It's a bunch of Tadav Sheshwa Batirin. Not a carbon. No, no. It's going to be carbon. Of course. I mean, what are we talking? Not only that. That mitzvah of being pointed takes precedence over the Arifa. We have a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the mitzvah of pinyin, Petra Kamar, if you can do that, that takes priority over Arifa. Vibla Sifta Varafto.
The Pasuk.
The Pasuk, yeah. All right, yeah. All right, but that's the Mishnah in Bukhairis. So it tells us, so it says, Lama Sheshwa Matirin. Take the Nakasha over there. It's the Sharmel. So what are we saying over here? Why are they over here? So what's it have to do with it? If we're here, it's going to be a separate Svara. We have a Dovah Sheishla Batirin. We have a Dovah Sheishla Batirin. It's a placey. That's this question. It's not the Shabbat. It's a placey. Placey, if the placey is this question. By Petach Hamar, it's a Dovah Pashit, that it can't be bottom because Dovah Sheishla Batirin break the placey. So why is that included over here anyway? It's a Dovah Sheishla Batirin. It's a problem also. Then there's another problem that we have by Tzipari B'Tzaira that Shmuel David was Ba'ira. Because we have a Machlaikis in Kedushin. Yeah, it's a little funny. At what point? What does it say here? What's the lashon of the Mishnah when it says about Tzipar Mitzayra? Tzipar Mitzayra or Tziporei Mitzayra?
Yeah,
what?
In general, there are.
Oh, yeah, so why doesn't it say Eglos Arufo? Arufais. Why doesn't it say Ore Nazar? Say Nazar. Petre Chabayrim, it doesn't say. Alright? So it says Tziporei Mitzayra. Now, what does that mean? There are two types of birds, two birds that take place in the Mitzvah process. One is the one that you send out on Pnei Asana. The other one is the one you shecht. The Rambam, when he brings this halacha, he brings what becomes Aser Bahada, the one that you shecht. If it becomes Aser Bahada when you shecht, listen, if you have comes asr about no one yeshecht it, that means that it comes out, it's no one yeshecht it, it's not even a balchai. It's not a balchai at all. In which case, what are we dealing with over here? We have a machlaikis and kedushin when we talk about the one which is, which is nishlach, where you send it away. When is it that it does become asr bahada? At a certain point. You don't say that. I mean, but if it becomes us, it shows on what point? Until the Shechita? It becomes us until the Shechita or not? I mean, we have a Rambam in the Machol Sasuris. It's a Rambam in Machol Sasuris. If we have that, let me just read it. The Rambam Machol Sasuris. And then we have to get going over here for him. What?
So when it's out of the world, we don't worry about it? Is that the point?
There is a, there the Gemara says that if you, once it's out, it's then you can do it.
Why not worry about it?
Sorry to bother you, Kayan especially. Huh? One second. There's Zion. It's a character of Zion. Let me just read this. The rabbi brings it like this. B'chein kol balechayim. The Rabbah brings, kol balei chayim chashuvim heim. All balei chayim are chashuv. V'yena b'telem. Balei chayim in general are never batal. Lefika. Therefore, shor haniskol shenisarim b'yalev shvarim. You could have a shor haniskol, that's us, sir. That became the sar of an elef shvarim. The egla rufa. The elef agolus. Oh, tzipar mitzayra hashkuta. The tzipar mitzayra that was shechted, the elef tziparim, it got mixed up. The tzipar mitzayra that was shechted got mixed up in the elef tziparim. Oh, Petr Chabar, the Elif Chabayrim. So this is all, Kulam Asur Bahada. They're all Asur Bahada. Why? Because over here they're Balei Chayim and they're Asur Bahada. They call Balei Chayim their Asur. And therefore, Tzipar Mitzayra, Hashkin is always going to, it's going to be Asur also. Yeah, so what does he mean over here by this? Balei Chayim are Asur. When they're alive. So when, if we're going to say, the Rambam holds, at what point does the thing become usher, the one that you shechted? At, it becomes usher after you shechted it. At the time after you shechted it, it's not alive anymore. So how can it be, what's it mean if it's not going to be a bottle? This is different than Petr Chabar, it's different than the Sharanishkov, these things are alive. Over there, and when they're alive, they're Asar Mahana. When you're talking about a Tzipar Mitzayra, it becomes Asar Mahana after the Shechita. After the Shechita, it's no longer alive. So what are we saying over here? That's going to be Asar Mahana. Yeah, so maybe the other one's one thing, but here the Rambam is Beferish talking about the Shechita. So it's a problem. It's also a problem over here. What this going over here? What this is? I think it's a Sharmelch. Looks like a Sharmelch. Time in on this. I mean, these are a couple of the issues that we have. Yeah.
Well, why shouldn't
it be
Asaban?
What is
the
Saki
says that the
Prime
Minister
Asaban? Oh, I mean, you do the Marmix Lemudim. And get
Nun Zayn.
And
so Shabbat was asking, is it because of Books of the Mitzvah or
not? No.
He said it's much worse than
that. Yeah. Yayin Nesach. Yayin Nesach Shenaf on the bar. We have Yayin Nesach that fell into the bar. Kulo Aser Bahada. What? What? I skipped something.
Three lines before
that. Oh, alright. Yeah. Harei Elu. Elu comes to the exclusion of something. Libuti Bai. Libuti Davisha Beminyan. Bilabi Suri Ada. Inami, Libuti Suri Hada, the light of Hashem Dominion. In light of this, but this Mishnah, this is how we're saying it. Yayines, Hushinap on the bar, Kula Yasser Bahada, like the Mishnah said before. Mishnah said before, and I can give up. Shimgab Leo Leimer, however, there's an Eitza here. Yimachar Kula Leimer Kachavim, you can sell, you can't be mad from it, but you can sell it all to the guy. Except for the value, except for the one that became usher. You have 100 barrels. One barrel is a barrel of Yayin Esach. You can sell 99 barrels. Give them to the guy, the whole 100 barrels, and charge him for 99. When? Chavis b'chavis. When you're talking about barrels, but not where the wine, but davar lachas, the yesh bila, comes in and becomes nisarif with all the other wine, where it becomes one entity.
It's not the ratio.
Pardon me?
It's not the ratio of the ratio. It's the same, it's different.
Yeah, that's what he's saying. In other words, when he's talking, he's, the sefer where Rav Shimon Gamliel is talking about. Shimon Gamliel chavis b'chavis, yeah. I mean, Shmuel Omar, no. I feel yayin, this will apply. You have a quart of wine, of yayin esef, that fell in to 100 quarts. But here also, you could sell 100 quarts, but not 101 quarts. Shmuel Amar Afili Yayin V'Yayin, Chayin Amar Rabbah Marachon Amar Rav Yechnen Afili Yayin V'Yayin, Chayin Amar Shmuel Bar Nosan Amar Rav Chanina Afili Yayin V'Yayin, Chayin Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rabbah Marahua Afili Yayin V'Yayin. You can be makel in this according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, even Yayin V'Yayin. Rav Nachman Alacha L'Maisa, Yayin Nesach, Yayin V'Yayin, Aser, Chavis B'Chavis Mutter, Stab Yayin, Afil Yayin, V'Yayin, is Mutter. There's a difference again, like we found yesterday, there's a chilek. Sometimes we have the din is that if it's the way we're saying it, it's not going to apply by Yayin, V'Yayin, V'Yayin. The din of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel will only apply by Chavis B'Chavis, unless you're talking about Stab Yayinam. Stab Yayinam will have that kula that Chavis has. But it won't have the same, but the slumra that we have of Yayin B'Yayin will apply only by Yayin Nesach itself, not by Stav Yayin. Okay. And now what? Now we have it. Gosh, shall heaven. But? The whole thing, we look at it as one big chatichas nevela. Yeah. And you can't separate it. Right. You can't separate the molecules. It's a chumra. We view it as being one entity. Yeah, that's right. We view it as being one entity. Remember, we're talking over here in the Drabbanan, the chumra of it. Not in the Deraisa. It's not relevant to the Deraisa. But in the Drabbanan, that's how we view it. We never separate the molecules of the INS with the molecules of the thing. Of Sabyanam, we do. But not Yayin, not Yayin Esach. Gosh shall Evan. When we have a wine press made out of stone, Shazavsa, but because of it, that a guy went and he smeared it with pitch. And when he smears it with pitch, there's Yayin that comes in part of it also. That's one of the things. So what do you do with it? If you want to make it kosher to be able to be usable, what do? Menagva v'hitahira. You dry it off. In other words, you try to get the extract or render it useless. So there you're menagvit, you dry it, and it's like purifying it, and then you can use the wine press. Let's say the wine press is made out of wood, the shalates. Rebbe Eimer, Yenagev, the same thing. Chamim Eimerim, Yiklaif, Esarzefes. The Rabbanan and the other hand holds, you don't have that answer. You have to peel away the pitch, the coating of pitch. The Shelcheres, Afal Pisha, Kalam Esarzefes, on the other hand, when it comes to earthenware, even if you would do that, you'll peel away the pitch. It's still Haresu Asura because the absorbency of the charis is something which is not rectifiable. At least with this, because it penetrates it so much that it's not going to remain surface deep. It becomes absorbed and penetrates the charis completely. But this is how we do. That's what we're dealing with here. How do you go about cleaning up the mess of the wine that's there in a case where it was used as one of the ingredients of the coating? Amar Rav Dafke Zavsa. This is all Babaka where you smeared it with pitch. Aval Darachba, if you, the other hand, you went and you, where Dairachot is. You danced on it. Right? You went in there and so penetrates it. It's not that in that case, well, Rashi says, Amul Darachba b'she'ena svuso. It's not smeared with pitch. Lo bay ningu vela adacha. Here it says that he also all you need is to give a good wash and it'll be good. You don't have to go and dry it. What we see drying it, we'll see what this means. What does it mean, dry it? We'll see what that I didn't explain it because we're going to explain what this is. Pshita, Rav Zav Satran says the only way, but where you smeared it with pitch. And not to go by the Zabar to say, but who I did not feel the Darabba? But if that is also like a Bilsa Katani from Ashwallah, maybe it's just because that's the Darach to do it. And because it's not the Darach there not to do it, things that are made out of pitch. But Erchad, I mean, the same thing might have applied. And Kamashma, that that's not true. Ikat Yamri Amar Rava. Davke Zavsa Avul Darach Ba. The exact opposite. Maybe it's lo sagi lo benigu because it penetrates it even more. Pshita, and according to the Ikad Yamri, this version, Pshita zofsa tran, and that's the Gemara's mouth, the same who I did the Afilu Darachba. Well, maybe I would have thought it's the same thing, Radik Tani zofsa or Kanabilsa. Katani kamash malad, dafka zofsa. Maybe it's only by zofsa. Amul Darachba lo sagi lo benigu. On the other hand, if it's Darach, the chiddush is that it's not enough, but Nigu, ki ahini, also like a maisa that we saw. Also, the Kamei, the Rav Chiya, Amar Lei. So it says, Hamli Gavran, he said, a person came before Rav Chiya. Says, look, I want to do the right thing. Can you get me a person? Amar Lei, Hamli Gavra, the Dachli Matartoi. Can you give me a person who knows what he's doing? I wanted somebody that's going to go and be retired, clean up my wine press. Yeah, I need it. Well, he wants him to do it. I'm a lay to Rav. He told Rav that, you know, comes into yeshiva. Yeshiva, that's like a complete service for everybody. He's not somebody who would come in Erev Pesach. You know, he has to get him in Berna Chavitz. He didn't want to go Berna Chavitz. Comes in, goes around my Brachman, gives him his big bag of Chavitz. Yeah, you can take care of this for me. It's a full complete service, full service operation. Yeah, so when he comes in, I have to have it taken care of. You know, to go ahead and do it, you know. Nah. Without donations. Thanks, you know. You know, it's good stuff. It's like, that's the achrayis of the yeshiva. That's why you will take care of all the religious needs of people.
Shai said they drop off the shemis.
Huh? Drop off the shemis for people to do with them and after. He says, Havli Gavra, the Dachali Matartai. Yet now that Rabbi Brafman is not there, so I could come to Rabbi. He's the one that they do. Omar Leila Rab, he told Rab, Til Mahadeh, go with him, and you take care of it. Because he, I'd see, the low Matzachas Alai Ben Medrash, make sure you do it right. And they're not going to have complaints yet. You do it, make a little mistake, they're going to have complaints about me. Maybe you're too makel, too nachmer or something. He found that it was very smooth and that you could really be makel by this. There was no absorbent. There's no absorbency in it. It was like slick. Omar, this is certainly good enough with Nigus. But when he was doing it, Yasi Chasa Pili, me to say, he saw cracks underneath. He didn't notice it originally. He saw cracks that it would really penetrate it to go deep in. Chasa Dava Male Chabra, not only that, he saw that the cracks, the grooves that were in there, full of wine even. This is not going to be good enough with drying it up. Ella Bikilu, this is, you're going to have to go and peel away the tar, or peel away the zephys.
After you dry it, you have your boat?
No, it won't be enough. It's not going to be enough. You can't rely on the stop cleaning of it. You're going to have to peel away the coating. That's what he meant when he said. make sure that you do it right. You examine it properly. I don't want to have the, I'm holding a minion the thing you share and that's for the Rababa or Shlaimos and Metalis. I mean, they're going to drain me over here with it because I didn't do the wine right. That's when I'm holding it. Tana Rabban. Agas. These are the various parts of the wine press. The press, Agas, Vahabachats. What is that? I don't know what does Art say it is.
The dipper,
Mahabashpech, the funnel. These are different aspects of the wine press. Shalomikachavim, Rebbe Matir Beniguf, Machavim Meisrim. They hold that he can't rely on that. Umayda Rebbe, but Rebbe holds he's Mayda Bekad Kadim Shalomikachavim. By the jug, Sheina Surim, Rebbe was Matir before. The Menigu, but here he's minor, Shayna Surma, Mahafish, Bain Zelazah. You have to be more Machmer by the Katkanim. Zeh Machlis of Bikiyim, because this is there for a long period of time, the Katkanim. Zeh Machlis of Bikiyim. Michelle Ace, Michelle Evan, Yenagave. Bimhayim is Zufafim. If they were also, they had pitched around it. Cody. Then their usher. Hi, what do you mean? Hatrav we learn Gashel Eved Shazavsa Oyvikachavim Benagva. Here this says you try it behita hira and it's clean. Masamisa de lo darach. The Mishnah speaking only where the lo darach ba, where they didn't keep pressing it. Darach ba they rat they would step on it. Dance around it. That's how they used to do it before they had machines. Raisa the Darachba. Now, Amar Mar, we still didn't explain how you do all this, by the way. But it says dry it all. What do you do? It doesn't mean...
Take the shmata.
It doesn't say take the shmata and you give him a vish.
Blow dryer.
No, that's not what we do. We're going to explain the whole process of how to go about doing it. You do it with ash. You do with whatever the whole Seder and Dvar Baha, you do it. Well, by that we didn't. Well, the only thing we can say at this point is they didn't just give a shvata, take a shvata, and give themselves fish to try it. No. Amar Gashva Bachesva Bashpech Shalom Dikachavim Rabbi Matir Benigu Vachachamim Eisrim. Now Vadat Vad Shalcheres Afal Pi Shekolaf. Even though he peeled away, it's Hazefis, Harezu Asura. And before, we're talking about, it seems, that the stab thing is, it's made out of Charis. Harezu Asura, Abba Rava, saving the Masnis and also the Rabbanim. Where it says that it's also, it goes according to the Rabbanim, where the Rabbanim come, and the Rabbanim Asa. Darash Rava, Nava Arsachu. Now what's that? Here we have Nava Arsachu. Rashi here says that it means Hadas, when it comes to the thing, Harsicha Bereiskin. Put boiling hot water on it. The word Nava is Kama Yitaifu Navayi Mechabri. Yeah.
Scolding.
You're scolding it. It's a Lashon of school. So you can do it there, yeah, but Imri. We don't have to see if the Taitz is going to bring up Tarma, Imri Klerishin. It's going to be enough kibbutz over here, whether Imroi, and the din of Imroi that we have all over, the machlokes rabbi, the tab, the debris, whether or not it has a din of a klirishin. And here, kihava, and here it says, rava kihava bishara, gulfi, la arpadya, when shadr, when he would send jugs to arpadya, when he would send these, the empty jugs, the jugs to our panya, he would sothiv lehu apabayu. What he would do is, he would take the tops and dent them in. He would dent them in. These are not solid things. They were jugs. So when he would take the top, he would press them in so there would be a dip in the keli.
This is the other case.
What? Rabbi Shara Gubi La Pad Safa Bah Fasib Luhu Abir Tsayhu. No.
That's the other case.
No. No, this is the thing that, yeah. Here, if you have a kshara gufe, he said, shasachay v'lehu apur bayu. Kaifai sa chuleyem v'mayla. He would take the bottoms, and the bottom of these things would be on top. Upiyem l'mata. The mouth of it would be, down, it would be facing downwards. And why? Shemchaisim b'sei chaisim. And he would have that as a, that should be a double chasiba. So this way, he wouldn't be able to use it. This way it would be a sibit that, that he wasn't going to use it for. This way a double sibit that they were not tampered with. Why? Cause sova kol dover shemachniso l'kiyum. Afilu l'vishah. Even if it's going to be, he's giving, sending this over for only for a temporary period of time in the hand of the guy. Doesn't mean Rabbanan. You need the double chasima on that. You can't trust the guy even for such a short period of time. And therefore, this is what we're dealing with over here. So therefore, when he sent it, he had this thing, he had a double chasima. He had it face down or top down, the bottoms up. It contained within the, a bigger, sack, and then he would have on top of that, he would have a chasima.
Second chasima.
Turning it over is one. Take it up. Taisa, of course, here brings the machloikis that we had, the perish higilo, when he told them to go and be magilit per reiskin. Mikad under Rabbeinu Tam. Can't read this, man. Mikad under Rabbeinu Tam. From here we see that the Irui has a din of a klirishin. Has a din of a klirishin. It's babashul, okay, of course, on Shabbos, all kind of all the dinim that we have. The Omar Hocha, the Aidei Irui, it's maplit the ayin. It's pilot the ayin. We assume that if it's maplit the ayin, on Shabbos it's going to be babashul also. We are assuming that. Habolut, right, habalu abgas. And this is the shita of the Rabbeinu Tam. Not pushing at all. And the Amal HaRashbam, Chaylik al-Rabbeinam Desh, later on in Tysus, he brings a sheet of the Rashbam that argues with the Rabbeinu Tam, and he says that the Iroi has a din of a klisheni, not a din of a klirishin. Therefore, whatever dinim that there are by a klisheni, it would apply by Iroi also. In the gay, of course, all the dinim that we have by Shabbos, but it's going to be the gay here by Amal HaSar also. Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll pick it up over here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.